Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Let's go to the light side. You know, we have traditional medicine, and then we have herbal or Eastern medicine. But there are very few people who can cross that bridge and give us information that is basic, because it's both medical and it's both botanical. And my dear friend, Dr. Alan Tillotson, is going to share with us some of his thoughts about a couple basic concepts. The first of which is about mitochondria, something that people may not know. And it's sort of, these guys began earlier than algae, that they have their own little workstations, and they have their own DNA, and they have their own program working our cells, and 95% of our oxygen goes to them. So I'm going to first ask you, Alan, what do we do to nourish our mitochondria?
Good question, Dr. Abel, and it's a pleasure to be on with you again. The mitochondria are like little energy factories in your body, something like the furnace in your house. They provide energy called ATP energy. You inherit them from your mom, your mother's DNA. They're like little organelles, and they're little energy factories. They're damaged as we get older by oxidative processes. So one of the first things you have to do is all the things everybody already knows, which is to exercise, eat plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables, try to handle stress, all the things that reduce oxidative processes, and those put less pressure on the mitochondria. But inevitably, as we get older, the mitochondria start to weaken in the same way that the furnace in your house gets weaker over time. And we now know that there are some specific nutrients that can actually help this quite a bit and actually strengthen the mitochondria and their function. One of the first for that is ubiquinol, or coenzyme Q10, which has an energizing effect on the mitochondria. We also know there's a substance called NAD+, a form of vitamin B3, which protects the genes surrounding the mitochondria. It turns off the destructive processes related to aging. We also know there's another substance called PQQ, which helps to generate new mitochondria, all of which slow down the aging process, because as you get older, your mitochondria decrease in function, and they also decrease in number.
What about resveratrol? Where do you rank that?
Resveratrol is extremely important in this regard. Resveratrol is another one of the nutrients that protects the mitochondria from damage from aging. So it's very important. It also has some secondary functions, which is that it has an effect on excess production of the bad protein. Sometimes in disease like Alzheimer's, there's excess protein buildup and plaques, and it seems to slow some of that down. So each of these nutrients have different ways of benefiting, but they're all good for us in different ways, in the same way that different fruits and vegetables are all good for us in different ways.
And that resveratrol comes from the skin of red wine, so people can actually take one glass a day and know they're helping their mitochondria.
Correct, as long as they don't get too much alcohol. Stay below the level the body can detoxify. It's excellent for you.
You know, it's interesting. Patients are treated for their diabetes, as you know so well, and they're told to get their hemoglobin A1C as low as possible. A cardiologist named Steven Sinatra says the best A1C level for your mitochondria is 6.5 to 7, because your mitochondria like a touch of ketosis. Do you know anything about that?
I know all about that, and they found that the diabetics who try to keep their A1C is too low by strict dietary control, thinking they're helping themselves, and keep it down in the 5 to 6 range, actually suffer more problems. One reason for that is that if you try to keep that low and you're a diabetic, you'll end up with too many low blood sugars, and that is actually damaging to your body because it restricts circulation when you're into a low blood sugar. And the ketosis process also has some benefit in burning off fat, which again has a bunch of negative consequences if you get too much visceral fat. So Dr. Sinatra is correct.
You know, it's interesting that I think a lot of patients come to see me for their annual diabetes eye check, because that's kind of one of the requirements, and they get concerned because their doctors are vehement. Did you see the eye doctor this year? When actually very few diabetics get significant eye problems, because they're actually perhaps even over-treated. They're treated early, they're treated well, and the key is that you need to have a little bit of give and take on this, and the people will eventually know their own bodies. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct.
And what do you recommend to diabetics beside that for basically health maintenance? What other nutrients?
Well, for diabetes in general, you need to make sure that what are these chemicals that are produced when your blood sugars are moving around a lot, which they are inevitably in diabetes, are called advanced glycation end products, AGEs. They raise the A1C up too high. And if you get way up into the 8s and 9s, you can have a lot of damage to your blood vessels. So for diabetics in general, they need the healthy diet with plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. They need alpha-lipoic acid, which helps to neutralize those. Certain of the fat-soluble B vitamins like benzothiamine and P5P, pyridoxal-5-phosphate. These are all specific nutrients that reduce too much of the A1C. It's like glycosylated hemoglobin that ends up damaging your blood vessels. It's kind of acidic and damaging to your blood vessels. So those are just some of the nutrients we have. There's many of them because there's very specific in natural medicine. We have hundreds of things that we use for different people. So we put together cocktails for people dependent upon their specific issues.
Well, that's why going to the physician alone is perhaps not the only answer that people need to explore. You also alerted me this week to something new called Limbrol for people with arthritis as an option to NSAIDs. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, sure. This is actually a prescription medicine based on a natural product. As you know, Dr. Abel, flavonoids that are found in fruits especially and other compounds similar to the flavonoids are extremely good natural antioxidants and anti-inflammatory. So based on extracts from two specific plants, one of them called Scutellaria, in Chinese medicine, this is a plant that's used for heat and inflammation in the body, and another one called Acacia catechu, also an Ayurvedic medicine or an East Indian medicine used for that. They found extracts from those when put together, they made it into a prescription medicine called Limbrel, L-I-M-B-R-E-L, which any doctor can prescribe. And it's very potent. It's as powerful as Tylenol. It's as powerful as Aleve. But it doesn't have any of the side effects on weakening the stomach lining, any of the effects on the liver that you get with Tylenol products. So it's an anti-inflammatory with equal power, but without the side effects. So I would suggest people listening, they can talk to their doctor about getting this if they have any problems with arthritis or other similar inflammatory diseases.
You know, it's interesting, an article in the Wall Street Journal today talked about the rising drug costs as if we don't know about it. And I think that you, Alan, are one of the people that can give us some help on that because you can supply some natural elements that are far cheaper than the pharmaceutical ones. Am I correct?
Yeah, the pharmaceuticals here are pumped up about triple what they are in other parts of the world. And it's kind of absurd in some cases. Like the new medicines that reduce hepatitis C, get rid of hepatitis C, are extremely valuable for people that have hepatitis C, but they cost basically $85,000, and it's putting a huge pressure on our medical system with such high prices. The same drug is available for less than $5,000 in India or China, so you know, we have problems with that.
Alan Tillotson can be reached at 302-994-05. 302-994-0565. I send many of my patients there when they need something beyond what Western medicine can do and use Alan myself, a valuable asset to one and to all. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring about your health. And most of all, stay well. We have another exciting segment on a new idea in medicine and eyes. Stay tuned.